由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今天我们的天路导向。
This is the third in a series of messages entitled, What Does Jesus Think?
我们现在正在一个系列信息里面叫做耶稣想着什么。那我们现在讲到第三个教会了。
And today we will look at the church of Pergamum.
咁第三个教会就系喺启示录嘅七个教会里面第三个叫做别加摩。
I am told that cancer disease can be working inside the person's body for many years before it is discovered。
有人话俾我听，癌症喺被发现之前咧，可以喺人嘅身体里面生存好多年嘅。
On the outside, the person may think that he or she is healthy.
在外表上面来看，可能那个人是很健康的。
But on the inside, the cancer is growing.
但是在身体里面，癌症却在这里生长。
And then it is discovered, and it can be too late.
当这个癌症被发现的时候，可能已经太迟了。
The believers in Pergamum were in a similar situation.
在别加摩的教会里面的信徒就是好像这样。
The believers in Pergamum were neglecting their spiritual life.
别加摩教会的信徒是忽略了自己的属灵生命。
The believers in Pergamum appear to be biblically healthy on the outside.
在外表上面来看，他们属灵上面好像很健康。
But as a community, they were tolerating wrong lifestyles.
但是作为一个信仰的群体，他们容忍一些错误的生活方式。
They were tolerating a lifestyle that was a slow but deadly spiritual cancer.
他们容忍错误的生活方式，就是一种慢性却是致命的属灵的癌症。
So, the great and wise and all-knowing physician warns them about their lifestyle.
因此，嗰位伟大又有智慧又全知嘅医生呢，就对佢哋生活嘅方式提出咗警告啦。
Jesus says that if you continue on the road to compromise, eventually you will face serious consequences.
耶稣话：如果你哋继续喺妥协嘅道路上面向下走嘅话，你哋会面临严重嘅后果。
If you continue to turn a blind eye to the growing cancer.
如果你是继续对正在你身体里面生长的癌症视而不见的话
，Eventually you will have to face the doctor's knife。
最尾你要面对的是什么？就是医生把手术刀了。
And that is why the resurrected Christ appeals to them to change their lifestyle now while they can。
因此，各位已经复活的耶稣基督就呼吁我们，趁现在还赶得切的时候，就要快点改变生活的方式。
And if they do repent, then the reward will be greater than they ever could have imagined.
如果别加摩教会的人是能够悔改的话，这样奖赏就会远远超乎他们的想象。
This is a warning for each individual believer.And it is a warning for each church.
这个警告也是对每一个教会的警告，对每一个信徒的警告。
Now listen to the words of the risen Christ to the church in Pergamum.
让我们现在来听一下复活的基督对别加摩教会所讲的说话。
It is in Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 17.
是记载在圣经的启示录第二章十二到十七节，圣经的启示录二章十二到十七节。你要写信给别加摩的教会里头的使者，说那个拥有两印利剑的上帝说，我知道你住的地方就是有撒旦的座位的地方。 当我嗰个忠心嘅见证人安提帕喺你哋中间，就系、是、你哋有撒旦所住嘅地方被杀嘅时候，你哋仲系坚守住我嘅名字，冇弃绝到我嘅道。但系有几件事我要责备你，因为喺你嗰度有人去跟从咗巴兰嘅教训。这个巴兰就是曾经教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃那些拜过偶像的食物，并且去做一些奸淫的事情。你那里也都有人是照样服从听了尼哥拉一党人的教训。所以你们要悔改，如果你不悔改，我就很快去到你那里，用我口里面的剑去攻击你们。圣灵向所有教会所讲的说话，凡亲有耳仔的人就应该去听。得胜的人，我必定将那个隐藏的玛拿去赐给他，并且赐他一块白色的石头。在石头上面会写着你新的名字，除了那个领受的人之外，是没有人能够看得明白
的。This message to the believers in Pergamum has three important elements.
这段写给别加摩教会信徒的信息里面是包含了三个重要的部分的。
First, we see Christ's diagnosis of their situation.
第一，我们见到耶稣基督对他们的诊断。
Secondly, Christ expresses disappointment with his servants.
第二，就是耶稣基督对他仆人的失望。
And third, Christ makes a decision concerning his saints.
第三，就是耶稣基督对他的圣徒所做出的一个决定。
First, Christ's diagnosis of their situation.
第一样就是让我们来看看基督怎样去诊断他们的症状。
Pergamum was a city built on a hill towering 1,000 feet above the plain.
别加摩这座城市呢，是起在一个高出平原1000英尺的山上面的。
It contained the second largest library in the world, second only to the Library of Alexandria.
它有着世界上面第二大的图书馆，当然是当时啦。它的规模是仅仅小过亚历山大的图书馆而已。
Pergamum had become the center of emperor worship.
别加摩亦都成为了帝王崇拜的中心。
In other cities in Asia Minor, people were forced to offer sacrifice to the emperor once a year.
在小亚细亚的其他城市，百姓每年都要被迫向皇帝献一次祭的。
In Pergamum, it was once per day.
但是在别加摩里头是每日一次。
So you can see the daily pressure that the believers were living under.
所以你可以见到信徒其实每一日都是生活在压力下面。
And that is why the risen Lord Jesus Christ said, I know where you live.
这个也都是为什么复活的主耶稣基督说我知道你住在哪里。
Jesus is saying, I know your circumstances.
其实他的意思就是说我知道你的处境。
I know your constant temptation.
我知道你们是不断地面临试探。
I know you live where Satan lives.
他说我知道你们是住在撒旦住在的地方。
Why did Jesus say that?
点解耶稣咁样讲？
Because Pergamum was not only the center of emperor worship, but also it was the center for the worship of the god Asclepius.
因为别加摩原来唔单单系帝王崇拜嘅中心，亦都系崇拜一个叫做阿斯克勒庇俄斯嘅异教嘅偶像嘅中心。
This god was called the god of healing.
这个亚斯克勒庇俄斯呢，是叫做医治之神。
Asclepius was depicted as a snake.
亚斯克勒庇俄斯咧，佢嘅象征系一条蛇。
In the temple of Asclepius, none poisonous snakes roamed freely on the floor.
所以喺亚斯克勒庇俄斯嘅神庙里面咧，嗰啲冇毒嘅蛇咧就喺地上面周围爬嘅。
People traveled many miles to the temple in search of healing.
人咧通常系走好多里嘅路咧，去到呢个庙里头寻求医治嘅。
They would lie on the floor of that temple, hoping to be touched by one of these snakes.
佢哋就摊喺神庙嘅地板上面，希望其中一条蛇能够触摸到佢哋嘅身体。
They believed that the god Asclepius would heal them through the snake's touch.
佢哋相信阿斯克勒庇俄斯呢个偶像咧，会透过蛇嘅接触嚟医治佢哋。
And that is why Jesus called this city Satan's throne.
所以耶稣基督将呢座城市称为撒旦嘅座位。
Yet in the midst of these difficulties and trying situations, the believers continued to hold on to biblical truth.
但是在这些困难和试探的境况之中，信徒仍然在持守圣经的真理。
They continued to hold tight to the Bible and to the name of Christ.
他们继续很紧地捉住我们的基督和圣经的名字。
The faithful believers in Pergamum remained true to their biblical convictions under some of the most difficult circumstances.
在最艰难的境况底下，别加摩中心的信徒是仍然持守着对信仰的真诚。
And the resurrected Jesus Christ praises them for that.
所以我哋嗰个复活嘅耶稣基督就因为咁去称赞咗呢个别加摩教会嘅信徒啦。
But then secondly, Jesus expresses disappointment with his servants.
但是第二样就是耶稣基督表达了他对他仆人的失望。
Why was Jesus disappointed?
为什么耶稣会这么失望呢?
They had made the same mistake that so many Christians today are making.
原来他们是做了一个经常今天基督徒都会犯的毛病。
They believe all the right things.
他们信仰虽然是正确的。
But they tolerate and rationalize certain sins in their life.
但是我想告诉你，他们却容忍并且为生活的某些罪行寻找借口。
Yet the Bible says that there is only one way to deal with sin.
但是圣经上面说对付罪只有一个方法。
And that is to confess it and repent of it.
就是去认罪和悔改。
Not make an excuse for it.
不是去为罪去寻找借口。
Not explain it away.
不是去为罪找解释。
But examining and judging and confessing sin must begin with each of us.
而是我们要开始自己检讨去判断并且承认我们的罪。
Only then can we be in a position to call sin, sin in the life of others.
只有这样我们先至有资格指出其他人生活里头的罪。
What was going on in the church in Pergamum?
究竟在别加摩的教会里头情形又是怎样呢?
There was a sin in their midst.
原来在他们当中都有一种罪。
It did not affect their faith in Christ.
虽然没有影响到他们对基督的信心。
It did not affect their loyalty to Christ.
他并没有影响到别加摩的信徒对基督的忠心。
But the risen Christ said, I have a few things against you.
但是复活的耶稣基督还是说有几件事我要责备你。
He said, you are ignoring some in your midst who are sinning.
他说你们忽略了在你们中间里头犯罪的人。
You are turning a blind eye to some in your midst who are teaching falsehoods.
你们对那些在你们中间传播虚假教训的人视若无睹。
You are tolerant of those in your midst who are turning grace into license to sin.
你哋容忍嗰啲人喺你哋中间，将恩典作为犯罪嘅资本。
Jesus said this kind of sin of compromise began with Balaam in the book of Numbers, chapter 22-24.
耶稣话呢种妥协嘅罪系从民数记廿二章到廿四章里头所记载嘅巴兰开始嘅。
This sin was perpetuated in the New Testament by Nicholas in the book of Acts.
而呢种罪亦都喺新约里面被使徒行传里头嘅尼哥拉发扬光大啦。
Many of you probably have heard of Balaam's ass who spoke to him.
好多人可能已经听过巴兰嘅嗰头驴呢，可以同巴兰讲嘢噶。
But probably some of you don't remember the details, so let me give them to you.
但系可能你都唔记得清啲细节啦，所以让我再一次话俾你听。
Balaam was a prophet for hire.
巴兰啊，系一个靠讲预言去谋生嘅先知。
Balaam was a prophet who would do anything for money.
巴兰系一个为钱乜都可以做嘅先知。
So when the king of Moab wanted someone to curse the people of God,
所以当摩押王想揾人嚟咒诅上帝嘅百姓嘅时候
，Balaam offered to curse them for the king of Moab for a price.
巴兰收咗摩押王嘅钱，就决定替佢去咒诅百姓。
But every time Balaam opened his mouth, intending to curse God's people, he blessed them instead.
但系每一次当巴兰开口想要咒诅上帝嘅子民嘅时候，佢讲出嚟嘅说话咧，就竟然系帮佢哋祝福。
And every time that happens, the king of Moab offered Balaam more money.
而每一次咁样嘅事情发生咗之后，摩押王就为巴兰开出更加高嘅价钱。
And Balaam continued in his blindness.Until even his own donkey spoke to him.
巴兰继续盲目咁样做，直到佢只驴对佢讲嘢。
The donkey said, "Can't you see that an angel is standing in the way?"
阿驴就话：你阿巴兰啊，你见唔到有个上帝嘅使者喺你条路上面挡住你嘅咩
？Balaam failed to curse him.
巴兰咒诅上帝百姓嘅事失败啦。
But instead.He sold the king of Moab a scheme.
但是他却为摩押王卖了一个阴谋给他。
Balaam told the king, send your immoral women after the Israelite men, and the Israelites will fall into sexual immorality very quickly.
巴兰就告诉摩押王听，那叫你们摩押那些放荡的女人就去引诱以色列的男人，他们很快就会堕入去淫荡之中。
And the scheme worked.
哎，这个阴谋诡计得逞了。
But God's righteous anger had to chastise Israel, and 24,000 of them died on the spot.
但是上帝公义的愤怒却是惩罚了以色列人，他们当场死了24,000人。
Balaam was a false prophet in the Old Testament.
巴兰是旧约里头的一个假先知。
And Nicholas became a false prophet in the New Testament.
而尼哥拉则是新约里头的一个假先知。
What the Lord is saying to us today is this.
而今日上帝想同我哋讲嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？Don't compromise your conviction for money.
唔好为到钱而妥协咗你嘅信仰。
Don't sell out your conviction for the sake of profit.
唔好为咗利益而出卖咗你嘅信仰。
Don't use grace as an excuse for sin.
唔好将恩典当作你一个犯罪嘅借口。
Jesus hated the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
我想话俾你听，耶稣好唔中意尼哥拉一党人嘅教导。
But the believers in Pergamum were tolerating the Nicolaitans.
但是别加摩的信徒却是容忍尼哥拉一党人。
And that is why we see thirdly Christ's decision concerning the saints.
所以因此第三我们见到基督是对圣徒做出一个决定。
The resurrected Jesus Christ said,
复活咗嘅耶稣基督话，
The only way to remedy any sinful behavior is to repent of it.
医治任何罪恶行为嘅方法就系唯一嘅，就系悔改。
And the gracious, merciful Jesus gives them one more opportunity to repent.
满有恩典同埋怜悯嘅耶稣再一次俾咗悔改嘅机会佢哋。
Then Jesus goes on to tell them that they have a choice.
然后耶稣就话俾佢听，你仲有选择嘅。
But choices have consequences.
但系唔同嘅选择系会有唔同嘅结果。
If they choose not to repent.
如果他们选择不悔改的话，
Then the sharp double-edged sword, which is the sword of judgment, will penetrate deep into their life.
这样那个两刃的利剑，就是那把审判的剑，就会深深地刺入他的生命里面。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus will not allow falsehood to prevail.
因为耶稣不会允许那个虚假的教训去流传于世。
Jesus will not allow the cancer of compromise to grow.
耶稣不会容许那个接纳一些虚假的教训那种妥协去不断生长。
The great physician has to operate.
耶稣基督是最终这位大医生是会施行手术。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听下我继续下去的分享。
The compromising believer who refuses to judge sin in his life,
我想告诉你，如果那些妥协的信徒是不愿意是去断定他生活里头的罪，
will sooner or later have to face the consequences of his undisciplined life.
这样他迟早要面对任意而为的后果。
God's judgment may take years because God is patient.
上帝的审判可能要很多年才来到，因为上帝有耐性，他等得的。
But the great physician will be forced to use the sharp double-edged sword with his sinful children.
但是如果你是不愿意听上帝的话语的时候，你就会见到那位大医生将要被迫对他犯罪的子女去施行那把两刃的利剑去刺入去。
But if the believers of Pergamum do repent, there are two major rewards.
但是如果别加摩的信徒悔改了，就会将会有两个大奖赏。
The hidden manna and the white stone.
第一就是隐藏的玛拿，第二就是白色的石头。
The hidden manna is a reference to the blessed food that poured down from heaven every day in the wilderness.
隐藏的玛拿是指在旷野里头每日从天上面倾洒下来的有福的食粮。
Now, of course, that manna from heaven was the foreshadowing of the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然从天上下来的玛拿是主耶稣基督的预表，因为耶稣基督就是我们生命的粮。
In other words, when you know how to repent,
换句话讲，当你明白应该怎样悔改的时候，
you will receive none other than the Lord Jesus Christ as your reward.
作为奖赏，你就会得着主耶稣基督，而不是得到第二样东西。
The white stone is what every winning athlete received when they won a victory.
我想告诉你，白石就是每一个获胜的运动员所得到的奖品。
The white stone had the name of the athlete written on it.
运动员的名字会被刻在白色的石头上面。
Jesus is saying that the winning, non-compromising believer will receive an even greater white stone with his new name on it.
我们见到耶稣告诉我们，得胜的不妥协的信徒将会得到一块更加大写着他的名字的白色的石头。
What does that mean?
究竟是怎样解呢？
In biblical times, when God has a special call on someone's life,
在圣经时代，当上帝对某一个人的生命有特别的呼召的时候，
He gave them a new name, which is a spiritual name.
上帝就为这些人起取一个新的名字，就是他们属灵的名字。
So Abraham became Abraham.
我哋见到亚伯兰系变成咗亚伯拉罕。
Simon became Peter.
西门变咗彼得。
Saul became Paul.
扫罗变咗保罗。
God has a new identity for every repentant sinner.
我想话俾你听，上帝已经俾咗每一个悔改嘅人有一个新嘅身份。
And that name is engraved on the heart of the cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ.
呢啲名系被刻咗喺房角石上面，被刻咗喺耶稣基督嘅心上面。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想问你。
Are you ready to receive your name on a white stone?
你准备好接受你喺白色石头上面嘅名未啊？
You can today.
你今日就可以噶啦。
When you repent and turn to the Lord.
只要你愿意悔改，去到主面前祈求，就得着噶啦。刚刚听过的歌就是你爱永不变。我们知道上帝的爱永远不会改变，他是爱我们的，但是他也想我们好像别加摩教会一样，是坚守他的教训，并且有一样别加摩教会未做到的，就是要脱离那些行为不纯正的，去跟从尼哥拉派的人的一些行为，我们要脱离这样的行为。所以希望我们各位听到的话，如果你的教会里头个个都很忠于耶稣基督的，好的，但是如果我们接纳了一些世俗的行为是与信仰有冲突的，希望你由今天开始将它放弃，因为这个就是我们的复活了的耶稣基督的盼望。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，让到我们是一起在这条天路上面一起去同行，一起去尽心找到我们的道路、真理和生命，就是我们复活了的耶稣基督。再会。